ספר בראשית full with a lot dreams. Everybody dream in ספר בראשית. Not only יוסף, שר המשקים, שר האופים, פרעו, לבן, have also dreams not to start with יעקב, אבימלך, אברהם אבינו, ברית בין הבתרים, והיא דבר השם אל אברהם במחזה לאמור, חזל tells us, all ברית בין הבתרים take place through dream, what אברהם אבינו have. And I would like to take this opportunity and to walk in a little bit to this very interesting sugya of dreams, because every one of us have dreams, and to see in one perspective how Chazal teach us to deal with dreams, and obviously how it's relevant for us in our daily life. And we will start with a few questions what I would like to raise. Question number one, in the end of the parasha, what we read yesterday, Parashat Vayeshev, the Torah tells us, in the first paragraph, ויספר שר המשקים את חלומו ליוסף, ויאמר לו בחלומי, והנה גפן לפניי, ובגפן 13 רגים, והיא כפורחת, תלתה, ניצה, הבשילו אשכלותי הענבים, וכוס פרו בידי, ויקח את הענבים ויסחט אותם אל כוס פרו, ויתן את הכוס אל, על קו פרו. The famous dream what שר המשקים הם, and יוסף say to שר המשקים, I can tell you exactly what going to happen through your dream, in 3 days, you will return back to your old job, you will serve פרו with a special wine, what you serve him many years. Immediately after, שר האופים say to יוסף his dream, and first paragraph, פסוק תזיין, ויער שר האופים כי טוב פטר, ויאמר אל יוסף, אף אני בחלומי, והנה 3 סלי חורי על ראשי, בסל העליון מכל מאכל פרו מעשה אופה, והאוף אוכל אותם מן הסל מעל ראשי. And יוסף say to שר האופים, in 3 days, פרו will decide to punish you, and he will finish your life. The explanation of the dream to Sarah to Sarah Ofin is very clear. Because Sarah Ofin seen his dream, 3 basket with a bread and many other cookies what Paro love to eat, and the bird eat from this fruit, from this basket. Obviously, bird cannot come close to man if he is alive. If he is alive, the bird worry to come very close. And if she come again and again, this is a sign, Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Ofim, go to die, is not alive a person. This is very clear. But my first question is, how Yosef know from the dream of Sarah Mashkim, in a few days, he go back to his old job. And Paro will bring him back to his position, to the old position. How he knows this? Clearly, through the dream, what Tzar HaMashkim say to Yosef. This is question number one. Question number two. We say many times, Sefer Bereshit is Ma'ase Avot Siman Babanim. Everything what happened in Sefer Bereshit with Avot, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, this is something to teach us. My second question is, how the dreams of Avraham, Brit Ben Abetarim, and the dreams of Yaakov, dreams of Yosef, relevant for us and come to us in the way of Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim. This is question number two. And question number three, this coming parasha, Parashat Miketz, Paro have his dreams, and Yosef explain the dreams to Paro. After he explains the dream to Paro, the Torah tells us in the second paragraph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, you can put line please, Vayitav Adavar Be'enei Paro U'be'enei Kol Avadav. Vayitav Adavar Be'enei Paro U'be'enei Kol Avadav. This is very difficult to understand. We need to remember, Yosef stayed in the jail over 10 years. For all the advisors of Paro, Yosef is super criminal. The right place for him to stay is only in the jail, not in any other place. And Paro have dreams, he's very confused. Some shkin get advice from Yosef, and he sees the advice and the explanation what he give for the dream is interesting, and really it takes place in his life and Sarah of him life. He say to Paro, you know what? I have for you a idea. Somebody in the jail, the name is Yosef, he will explain the dreams. What you have. I believe he can help you. I don't know for sure, but he can help you. Paro say immediately to bring Sarah at Yosef. Yosef explains the dreams, and what happened is, Vayitav hadavar be'enei Paro uve'enei kol avadav. Kol avadav. It means everyone accept the explanation of Yosef. No one have any question about the explanation what Yosef say of the dream of Paro. How we explain. And the question is, what is unique about the explanation what Yosef give to the dreams of Paro? What everyone accept this. Everyone accept is mean all the advisors of Paro, all the smart people what Paro have, feel uncomfortable. Feel what they say is not true, what they say is not serious, but what Yosef explain, wow, this is the right explanation. What is unique about the explain what Yosef give to the dreams of Paro? More from all the advisors, what everyone accepts this. ויתב הדבר בעיני פרעה ובעיני כל עבדיו. כל עבדיו, everybody. How we explain this? But they can ask questions, they can say, we're not sure, show us what you say, this is real explanation. We can ask many questions about the explanation what Yosef gave of the dreams of Paro. But immediately, everyone accepts this. This is the three questions. What I would like to raise, and Besiyata Dishmaya, we will see Mehmet Pil A playing very interesting insight in all the essence of the dreams in Sefer Bereshit, and also in the dreams what we have from time to time. Is again short and clear. Question number one: how Yosef know Sarah Mashkim will return to hijab in few days? How he knows this? Through the dreams of Sarah Mashkim. Through the dreams of Sarah Ofim is very clear. Sarah Ofim seen his dream, birds come and eat the fruit what he have above his head. This is impossible if he is a live person, because birds don't come close to person if he is alive. We understand, it's clearly. But how he knows through the dreams of Sarah Mashkim, the dreams what he have is real dreams. And he go back soon to his job. And question number two, how the dreams of Avot in Sefer Bereshit relate to us? What we say every time, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Babanim, how we can learn from the dreams of Avot something for our life. And the last question, what is unique about the explanation of the dreams of Paro, what Yosef gave? What everyone accept is explanation. No one ask any question. Vayitav hadavar be'enei Paro u'be'enei kol avadav. Clear? I hope it's clear the questions, and I would like to walk through these questions to the sugya of the dreams. When we look in Chazal about dreams, Chazal really, what they say to us, make us a little bit confused. Why? Because we know if somebody had bad dream Friday night, it's supposed to be to fast Shabbos, to take out the bad dream. We know to fast in Shabbos is only in Yom Kippur. Any other fast what we have, we push after Shabbat. We're not fasting Shabbat. Except Yom Kippur, and also, because the Torah tells us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, any day in the week, and also bad dream. And this is the source of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Paro Gav Serd, Yafe Ta'anit Lachalom. For bad dream is good to fast. V'ikara de Ta'anita, and the right time to fast, Be'ahu Yom HaMamash. in the day of the bad dream, ולא ביום האחרה, and not in other day. בהיו יום הממש, in same day, not in other day. עזר הלכה עם שולחן ערוך, what we have, if somebody dream, he make nether. In the dream, he make nether to do something. He need to fill the dream. If he make nether, he need to fill the dream. To fulfill the dream. Is mean to make the dream. If somebody having his dream, we separate him from the community. We take him out, cherem, we put him in cherem. He need to wake up in the morning, הלכה בשרון ארוך. He need to go to treat תלמידי חכמים to make התרה of this חרם. He need to tell them this kind of dream he had, and all these three חכמים need to say to him, מופר לך, מופר לך, three time, and after this, everything come back to the normal. What is me? Nobody know about my dream. It's only between me and myself, but this is הלכה עם שרון ארוך. What is me? If I make nether in my dream, I need to pay the nether? Yes. Very interesting is we see nether, we see dream is something very, very serious. But in other end, the pasuk says in Zechariah in paragraph 4, ki atrafim dibru aven, vehakosmim chazu sheker, vechalomot ashav yedaberu. Dream is not so serious. We don't need to take dreams so seriously. Chalomot shav yedaberu. But in other end, in Chazal, in paragraph 5, החלום, אחד מ-60 לנבואה. Dream is 160 from נבואה. Moreover, Chazal tells us in paragraph 6, it's not clear to read this, I don't say it's Aramaic, I will say the story. Some woman come to Rabbi Elazar, and she said to him, Rabbi, I have dream. Maybe Rabbi can explain to me the dream. What kind of dream you have? And she say, I see the pillars of my house collapse. All the house fall, the pillars of my house collapse. As the Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lazar explained, this is good news, soon you will have baby boy. And after a few months, 9 months, more or less, she have a baby boy. She have a baby boy. Few years after, she come back to Rabbi Lazar, and she say to him, Rabbi, I have again, same dream. The pillars of the house collapse. And the Rabbi Lazar say, again, Bezat Hashem, you will have another baby. And this is exactly what happened. Exactly because woman, she is a keret abayit, she is the pillar of the house. When woman take the time of the birth take place, she cannot stand, she need to sit on the bed. And this is what Rabbi Lazar explained to this woman. Fine. Few years after, she returned back to Beit HaMidrash. And she say, I want to speak to Rabbi Elazar, I have other dream. And the student say, the Rebbe is not today in the yeshiva, maybe we can help you. And she ask, you know to explain dreams? And they say, yeah, yes, we learn to explain dreams. And what kind of dream you have? And she say, again, same dream, the pillars of the house collapse. And the student say, this dream show your husband go to die soon. Rabbi Lazar return, and he asks the students what happened with this woman, and they say to him, and they say, why you do this? Because every dream, in the way how we explain the dream, this is the way how the dream take place. If we give good explanation, the dream will come good. If we bring a wrong explanation, is the dream come very bad. Why you do this to this woman? And this is exactly what we find in our parasha, what Tzar HaMashkim say to Paro, V'haya ka'asher patar lanu, ken haya. He give us good explanation. In the way how people explain the dream, this is exactly the way how the dream take place. It's why you do this to this woman. It's very interesting. Other aspect about dream. Any dream what person have, in the way how we explain the dream, this is exactly what's going to happen. Moreover, in paragraph 7, the Gemara in Brachot tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Keshem She'i Efshar Labar Belo Teven, when I take the seed of the wheat or the barley and I put in the storage, Obviously, with the seed, we have also shell. כשם שאי אפשר לבר בלא תבן, כך אי אפשר לחלום בלא דברים בטלים. Every חלום, part of the dream is not necessary. Part of the dream is not serious. Is we really confuse what exactly the essence of the dream. And one end is something very, very serious. If somebody has a bad dream Friday night, you need to fast Shabbos morning if you want to take out the bad dream. Neder in the dream must take place. In other end, the pasuk say, don't worry about dreams, it's nothing. Chalomot shav yidabeiru. But in same time, Chazal come and tells us, every dream is 160 from Nevuah. But also, in same time, Chazal come and say, if you take seriously dreams, don't take this so much seriously. Why? Because part of the dream is not necessary. Part of the dream is dvarim betelim. Okay? Now, what I do with dreams? How I deal with every dream? What part of the dream is not necessary? What part of the dream is really necessary? How we deal with all this divrei chazal, what really make us a little bit confused? The explanation is following. Dreams, when we have, take place when we sleep. Yes, some people dream also when they wake up, but most of the dreams, what Chazal talk, is dreams, what we have when we sleep. Why dreams take place when we sleep? The explanation is following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us with dimyon, imagination. This is very good. Why? Because if I have dreams, we have dreams, this motivates us to make the dream real. To make the dream real, give us a lot of ambition and motivation, but our brain, our mind, limits our dream. I never dream tomorrow morning I go to the moon. I never dream something that is completely abnormal, and you also. No one dream about something that is completely abnormal. Why? Because our mind, our brain, limit our dream. And put our dream in the way what we really believe we can make our dream reality. We can change the dream to real. But when somebody sleeps, his brain continue to work, but his mind also rest. In the moment when our mind also rest, our dream is abnormal dreams. No one limit our dream to keep this in normal dreams, and the dreams is something what is completely abnormal. Sometimes we can wake up in the morning with dream what is abnormal. We don't understand what kind of dream is. What we see in the dream. Why? Because in the moment when we sleep, our dimyon, imagination, not have any control. And we can have a different kind of dream. When we wake up, is we organize our dreams. Our dreams have limit because our mind. Something very interesting. When we visit people for Shabbat, overnight, and we sleep very well in the night, and we wake up in the morning, many times in the first few seconds, happened to us, it depends the age also, happened to us, where we stay. Where we stay, correct? Where we stay. It takes us sometimes second or two or three, and okay, why? Because when we wake up, is our mind come back to us normally, and it brings us back to the right picture what we stay. Is we learn, number one, we dream when we sleep, because what limit our dreams and make our dreams normal, what we can catch this dream, is our mind. When we sleep, our mind also rests, and in Meile, our dreams go all over. Exactly how we have neshama veguf. Neshama don't have any limit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put our neshama in our body. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, our neshama will take place through what we do in our life. Sometimes we see person that is a great person. And we say, wow, he has great neshama. Yes, no neshama gdola. How I know about neshama? Who teach me about neshama? How I can say about somebody you have great neshama? No, I say this because we see how we deal, how we talk, how the relationship with people, and etc. This show is neshama take place through his body. His body is reflection of his neshama. The body don't give to the neshama to go all over. He stay in our body, and through this our neshama take place. Exactly same. Our dreams can go all over. Our mind limit our dreams and make this world reality. This is one thing why we dream in the night. Something else, very interesting. Took boy, girl, in the 20s, in the 30s, people go to work, somebody go to work, he work 10 hours a day. And take old man, but also, thank God, is very healthy, and he also work 10 hours a day. When they finish the day of work, who need to sleep more hours in the night? Who sleep more hours in the night? The young person. The old person sleep less. Why? It's supposed to be to come opposite. The old person will sleep more hours. He is old. The young person is more strong. He worked 10 hours, yes. But still, he is young, he is strong, and he need to sleep less. Why he sleep more and person who is more old sleep less? Because when we sleep, it's not only because physically we tired. We sleep because when we wake up, we have all the time struggle between neshama and guf. I have struggle with myself. To what direction to walk? The direction would the neshama take me? Or the direction would the guf take me? When the person is young, the struggle is more intensive. He needs more hours to sleep, to rest, to balance between neshama and guf. When the person comes more older, the neshama and guf not fight so much. They know to deal together to each other. And they appreciate to each other. Is mimele, we don't need to sleep so much. When you see many times in Chazal about great Talmidei Chachamim, they sleep 3 hours, 4 hours, not because it's Superman, because they really don't need to sleep so much how they sleep when they're young. Is we understand now, one, when we sleep and our mind rests, our dreams go all over. Number two, when we sleep, we balance between neshama and guf. When we have the balance between neshama and guf, we really can feel dream is 160 from nevuah. We really can recognize dream is not nothing. Dream is not something what I don't need to care. Is something. Is 160 from nevuah. Now, the question is, how much every dream what I have is serious? How much the dream is really not serious? The explanation is fine. Yosef wake up in the morning, say to his brother and his family, and his father, paragraph 8, ויחלום עוד חלום אחר, ויספר אותו לאחיו, ויאמר הנה חלמתי חלום עוד, והנה השמש והירח ואחד עשר הכוכבים משתחווים לי. Dream about the sun, moon and stars what bow down to him. ויספר אל אביו ואל אחיו, ויגר בו אביו, ויאמר לו, מה החלום הזה אשר חלמת? יעקב הרי אבסט, אבוא אני ואימך ואחיך להשתחוות לך ארצה. Look what much Rashi is genius. Look what Rashi do. Paragraph 9. ויספר אל אביו ואל אחיו, לאחר שסיפר אותו לאחיו, חזר וסיפרו לאביו בפניהם. ויגר בו, יעקב feel very upset, why? לפי שהיה מטיל שנאה עליו. The brother come, and they have a lot of hate, they hate Yosef, and they also jealous by Yosef. אבו נבוא אני ואימך, please put line, כבר מתה, והלא אימך כבר מתה, נקודה. Come יעקב and say to Yosef, what kind of dream you have? Sun, moon and star will bow down to you. 1 minute. The moon represent your mother. Your mother passed away. What is mean? If part of the dream is sheker, all the dream is sheker. We don't need to worry completely about this dream. If part of the dream is sheker. Is Yaakov want to take the tension between Yosef and his brothers? He say in front of all the brothers, Yosef, what happened to you? You dream about your mother? Your mother passed away. And if she passed away, this part of the dream is cannot take place. Mimele, all the dream cannot take place. But what's the reaction of the brothers? Next pasuk, paragraph 8. Vayikanu bo echav. The brothers, jealous Yosef. Why? Is Rashi continue and say paragraph 9, third line. Vehu lo haya yodea שהדברים מגיעים לבלעה שגידלתו כאימו. The brother say, Abba, you don't understand. The moon is not his mother, Rachel. The moon is the stepmother, בלעה. When Rachel passed away, Yosef was very young, only a few years. Somebody need to adopt him. Somebody need to help him to growing. He's a stepmother, בלעה. And now she alive. And all the dream is true in this moment. Abba, you have misunderstanding. You not explain the dream in the right way. ורבותינו למדו מכאן, רשי continue and say, שאין חלום בלא דברים בטלים. פילי פלאים. In the moment when the family arrive in Egypt, בלעה passed away, Zilpah passed away, Leah passed away, all the wife of Yaakov, they die. No. And in the moment when they need to bow down to Yosef, Bilah, not alive, no problem. Bishat ha-chalom, in the time of the dream, all the details of this dream is true. Later, when this dream take place, part of the dream don't take place, part of the dream is batel, but it's not make the dream sheker. Part of the dream don't take place. אין חלום בלא דברים בטלים. Is ממילא all the rest of the dream still is true. Is we see what Rashi come and teach us. Number one, if part of the dream is sheker, all the dream is sheker. If part of the dream don't take place later, we don't need to worry about this, and we don't need to say all the dream is not true, because part is don't take place, other part take place. Now, if this, what Yaakov Avinu understand, the moon is his mother of Yosef, Rachel, and she passed away, and all the dream don't take place, is sheker, why the pasuk end in paragraph 8, ואביו שמר את הדבר? Why Yaakov keep this dream? If this dream is not true, finish. Why need to save this dream? Is Chazal tells us in paragraph 10, ואביו שמר את הדבר, היה יעקב אבינו סבור שתחיית המתים מגעת בימיו, שנאמר אבו נבוא אני ואחיך, ניחא. אני ואימך, אבל לא אימך כבר מתה. הזמין יעקב אבינו, return to ארץ ישראל, we need to understand, one way ticket. יעקב אבינו believe what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to אברהם אבינו, and ברית בין הבתרים, דור רביעי ישובו הנה, after four generations we return to Eretz Israel is for good forever. First generation is Abraham, second generation is Yitzhak, my father, third generation Yaakov say about himself, and fourth generation my children. We return back to Eretz Israel for good forever. This is the reason why few minutes before Rachel passed away, she said to the midwife, please say to the father of this baby, give him the name Ben Oni, Ben Oni. And Yaakov refused and gave him the name Benjamin. Why? This is the wife that you love so much. This is what she asked from you. Give him this name. Because Rachel explained to Yaakov, wake up, you're in dream. We're not returning to Eretz Israel for good forever. Am Israel will have a lot of galuyot, a difficult time, and oninut. Oninut is very tough time between the person passed away until we bury him. From this reason, give the name to this baby, Ben Oni, because I want to show you, you have mistake in your perspective. And Yaakov refused to accept this. Now, when Yosef dream about his mother, Yaakov understand, wow, he signed for me. Soon, Tchiyat HaMetim will take place. Soon, she will wake up. It's from this reason, Ve'aviv shamar et hadavar. It's from Yaakov's perspective, he believe the dream is true. Completely. And moon is Rachel, mother of Yosef, and she will wake up soon, Bezrat Hashem. But he wants to take the attention between Yosef and the brothers. He say to all the brothers in front of yourself. How you can say this kind of dream publicly? Part of the dream is not MS, all the dream is not MS. Your mother passed away, it's finished. But the brothers don't accept this. They say, we talk about the stepmother. Is we see how through one Rashi, how we start to organize all the Divrei Chazal, not to make us confused, and to make this really very clear how to look about dreams. Now we come to the dreams of Paro. Pilei ploim. How many dreams Paro have? In the preschool we learn, how many? Two. Because Friday we return back home with the cows and shibolim, נכון? עם הציור של השיבולים. Paro have only one dream. How I know? The Torah say black and white. Look in paragraph 11, when he wake up in the morning, פסוק וו, פסוק זין, פרוגף 11, ותבלנה השיבולים הדקות, את שבע השיבולים הבריאות והמלאות, ויקץ פרו, והנה חלום. One dream. What do you mean one dream? You have two dreams. You have also dreams about the cows. The explanation is very clear. אור החיים הקדוש explains this. And he say, he dream about seven skin cows, what eat the seven fat cows. He wake up in the dream, he go to sleep in the dream, and he have other dream about shibolim, about the wheat, the full wheat, shibolim, and shibolim shdufot, and how they eat them. And after this, he really wake up. Is for Paro, how many dreams is? Only one, not two. Only one dream. Now, look what happened. Paragraph 11, Pasuk Chet. ויהי בבוקר, ותיפעם רוחו, וישתח ויקרא את כל חתומי מצרים, את כל חכמיה, ויספר פרו להם את חלומו, ואין פותר אותם לפרו. אין פותר אותם. What does it mean אותם? We have few. This is what makes them confused. And this also what bring פרו not to accept the explanations what all the advisors try to give to him. Now look what Yosef do to פרו. Yosef come to Paro and said to him, Rabbi Yosef, Paro, what kind of dream you have? Tell me your dream. And he say, what does it mean, what kind of dream? Seven fat cows, seven skin cows, and the skin cows eat the seven fat cows. No, Yosef say to Paro, is now what you supposed to be to see in your dream? How the skin cows supposed to be to look? How? Very, very fat. Minimum for 1 minute. In the time when they eat the fat cows. Minimum for 1 minute. And what you see in your dream? From the beginning until the end, the skin cows still stay skin. Af al pi, they eat the fat cows. No, this is real. This is not real. If it's not real, all your dream is not relevant. Why are you so confused? Why are you so worried? Why you feel so upset? Why you bring everybody? Paro, you smart man. All your advisors know this when they start to learn about dreams. The Shiur Aleph about dreams teach if part of the dream is not true, all the dream is not true. Is why no one says this to you. Why you are by yourself not understand this and you worry from this dream? Good question. And you say this again about the Shibolim. Shibolim ha-shdufot, eat the full shibolim, and what happened? Still they stay empty. No, how can you explain this? Paro, listen to me very carefully. First time in your life, Yosef said to him, you have real dream. You have dream, what is really 160 from Nevuah. And I explain to you. Your mistake, and all your advisors' mistakes, is you have life, and the perspective of the life what you have is we have in this world many kinds of God. We have good God and bad God. God what in charge of the day, God what in charge of the night. God what in charge of the winter, God what in charge of the summer. And one God fight against the other God. Sometimes this God win, sometimes other God win. But obviously when one God fight against other God, it takes time until one win against the other. It's not come quickly. What you see in your dream, the real God, our God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he really in charge of everything completely. Our God, the Pasuk say about him, Yosef say to Paro, paragraph 13, Leman yid'u mi mizrach shemesh u mi ma'arava ki efes bil adai ani Hashem ve'en od ani Hashem ve'en od yotzer or, bore choshech עושה שלום, הוא בורא רע, אני השם עושה כל אלה. Our God, he in second can change condition from good to bad, from happy situation to very, very sad situation. He's taken exactly less from second. What you see in your dream, you will going to have seven great years. You have everything. And people in Egypt and all over the world believe quickly this condition can change and everybody will start to starving. If you will start to believe about our God now, when you have the seven good years, and you will prepare food, and if you want, I will can help you to do this, for the bad years, you will come not only the king of Egypt, you will come the king of all over the world. Because from all over the world, they will come to Egypt to buy food by you. And you will control everyone in this world. Paro, this is in your hand. If you will pick the right decision, and you will start to believe in the real God, what first time in your life come to you, and want to explain to you what's going to happen, you will come the lucky man in the world. If not, you will die, and you will starving with all your people in your nation. Paro, say, wow, anemtza ish chacham, אשר רוח אלוהים בו, first time in all the history of Egypt, somebody, king of Egypt, or anyone, mention the name of God. הנמצא איש חכם אשר רוח אלוהים בו, unbelievable. This would make everybody impressed. Give me one more minute to show you what is mean Egypt. You remember מכת הברד, the hill? What happened when Makat HaBarad take place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring what? Geshem, Barad, and Kolot. Kolot. A lot of noise, what make a lot of people scared. Now, Paro feel very scared. He ran to Moshe Rabbeinu. Please pray to your God to take out this punish. Moshe say, okay. And Paro go to check. What is supposed to be to check number one? If over what? The noise, because this is more scary. After this what? The hill, also danger. And after this what? The rain. What happened? Vayar paro ki chadal amatar. Ve'abarad ve'akolot. He go to check in the opposite way. Why? Because paro really not worry from hill and not worry from noise that make people scared. Paro worry only from rain. Because if rain take place in Egypt, what never happened before, all the Egyptians can start to believe 1 minute. We can move our eyes, not only all the ears what we do to the river, also to Shamayim. And if the Egyptians start to look to Shamayim, it means they start to believe somebody from Shamayim, he give us everything, they will stop to believe Paro is God. And Paro worry about his position. As he go to check, number one, if stop what? The rain. Not Barad, not the hill, and not what? The noise. This is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim never believe in any God. And now, after Yosef explains the dream to Paro, he say, first time, הראיתם איש נבון וחכם אשר רוח אלוקים בו. And this explanation, this is only one. We not have any other choice. Why we not have any other choice? Because if the dream say, the skin cows eat the fat cows, and the skin still stay skin, and they not come fat for a minute, it means this part is not true. And if this is not true, all the dream is not true. We cannot continue. No, Yosef say to all the advisors, to all the Chartumim, please, how you answer me this question? Obviously, don't say this to them in this way, but in the way how we talk to Paro, they really recognize. And the one way, only one way to deal with this difficult question is to explain difference, God ran all the show. Not the gods, what you know or you feel you know, the real God. What he, a minute, can change situations. From good to bad, from bad to good. If you will start to believe, you will deserve great control of all over the world. You will become the king of all over the world. And power accept this. Pile ploy. Now, we, when we have dreams, something very interesting, we do with our dreams. We pray about our dreams. We have special prayer. When? In Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, in Yom Kippur, in Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, when the Kohanim start Birkat Kohanim, between one part to the other, we have in all the Marzorim, Yir Ratzon. What's Yir Ratzon saying, paragraph 14? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachot, Ayman dechazi chalma, velo yada mai chaza. Somebody have dream, and don't know exactly what kind of dream he have. Leikum kamei kohana, he need to stand up in front of the Kohanim, beidna de parse yadayu, when they put the hand all over the people, and bless everyone, velei ma'achi, and he need to say, his follow, ribono shel olam, ani shelcha, chalomotai shelcha, everything belong to you also, my dream belong to you, chalom shechalamti ve'eni yodea ma'u, I really don't know what kind of dream I have, ben shechalamti ani al atzmi, if I dream about myself, if I dream about other people, or other people dream about me, if the good dreams, im tovim hem chazkem ve'amtzem, כחלומותיו של יוסף. Make this real and good. Same what you do with חלומות יוסף. אם צריכים רפואה, רפאים כמימרה על ידי משה רבינו. כמרים מצרתה, כחזקיהו מחוליו, כמיריחה על ידי אלישה, etc. etc. וכשם שהפכת כללת בלעם הרשע לברכה, you change the curse of בלעם to blessing, כך תהפוך כל חלומותיי עליי לטובה, ומסיים בהדי כהני, דעני ציבורה, אמן. And we say, we finish this bracha before all the tzibur say amen. Interesting. Why Chazal decide to tell us to pray about our dreams in Birkat Kohanim, in Musaf, in the Moadot? Why specifically in Birkat Kohanim? Why not in Shema Koleinu? Why not in other part in our tefillah? Because Birkat Kohanim is very unique bracha. זה ברכת כהנים end with the word באהבה אשר קדישנו ממצוותיו וציוונו לברך את עמו ישראל באהבה. We find one more time ברכה end with the word באהבה about הקדוש ברוך הוא הבוחר בעמו ישראל באהבה. But this is about הקדוש ברוך הוא, he pick us with a lot of love, but about us, to other people, one bracha, Birkat Kohanim. And what is mean? Asher kedishanu mitzvotav etzivanu levarech tamo Yisrael be'ahava. The Shulchan Aruch come and say, if chas v'chalila, if I am Kohen, for example, and one of the people in my community, in my shul, I really don't like him. I cannot talk to him. I am not allowed to go to the Duchenim, to Birkas Kohanim. Why? Because I really cannot say what? Be'ahava. If I hit somebody, I cannot say be'ahava. Halacha b'shulchan aruch. It means this unique bracha of Birkat Kohanim come to show us. Kohanim get special gift to bless. And they share this gift with other people. They don't keep this gift for the family, for himself, also for everyone. From this reason, in Birkat Kohanim, the Kohanim need to move from one right side to the middle to the left side. To cover everyone. And with a lot of love. Come Chazal and say, this is Birkat Kohanim. This is a great place to pray about dreams. Because what kind of prayer I pray about dreams? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make my dream real. Not for me. I will share with other people. If the dream is bad, make the dream great. And I promise you, I will try my best to share when my dream will come real with other people. This is the unique about the dreams, what we pray. And Mimele, when all this community say Amen in Birkat Kohanim, is not only Amen of Birkat Kohanim. Amen about my dream, about your dream, about everyone of his dream. Why? Because Amen is, if my dream will come real, and I will share this with other people, everyone will enjoy from this dream. It's good for everyone. This is real other aspect of be'ahava, what one gives to other in Am Yisrael. From this reason, Chazal decided to put this dream in Birkat Kohanim. This is what Rav Kook tells us. We read a little bit, few lines, paragraph 15 and 16. Ribono shel olam, ani shelcha, chalomotai shelcha, חלום שחלמתי איני יודע מהו, I really don't know about my dream, anything. כיוון שאתה ריבון כל המציאות כולה. You in charge everything. ואני שלך, I belong to you, שיצרתני כולי בחוכמה. You make me my soul, you create my soul, my feeling, and my relationship between me to my dreams, כמו הזיכרון והשכחה. If I remember, if I forget. גם אלה לא באו במקרה, כי אם על פי חוכמתך העליונה, and I skip to paragraph 16, ולכן ראוי להורות שאין ראוי לאדם לבקש על הטוב לו. I not allowed to ask only good will come to me, כי אם שיהיה גם כן מתאים לטובת הציבור. Everyone will enjoy, everyone will feel, they can share with me. It's a good thing what הקדוש ברוך הוא give to me. This is about the dreams. From this reason, P.A. playing, when שלמה המלך gets a position from his father, דוד המלך, and he comes the king, he pray הקדוש ברוך הוא, give me חוכמה and תבונה to deal with Am Yisrael in the right way, to come the king, what really can feel every one of Am Yisrael, and what happened after this תפילה, he sleep, and he have dream. He wake up from the dream, paragraph 17, ויקט שלמה, והנה חלום, ויבוא ירושלים, ויעמוד לפני ארון ברית השם, ויעל עולות, ויעש שלמים, ויעש משתה לכל עבדיו. He make big party to all his people. From this פסוק, we learn, we need to make party when we make סיום. סיום of מסכת, סיום השס, סיום משניות, סיום תנך. From this פסוק, we learn, we need to make party. מסיבת סיום. When we finish מסכת. ויעל עולות, ויעש שלמים, ויעש משתה לכל עבדיו. Why? Because I really have big dream to finish מסכת, ברכות, מסכת שבת, to finish all the shas. Wow, this is really big dream. But when I make my dream reality, when I make my dream reality and I really finish מסכת ברכות, I finish מסכת שבת, any מסכת what I finish, I share with other people. Everybody invited to this siyum, what I make. And this siyum, if it takes place in 9 days, 9 days, we're allowed to make nice party in the restaurant and to eat steaks. Apple pie, 9 days, we're not allowed to eat meat. We're not allowed to eat meat in Shavu HaShechalbo, Lekule Alma. But if siyum of Masechet, my dream come real, and I share my dream with other people, this push avelut also. Unbelievable. We dreams all the history. בשוב השם, את שיבת ציון, היינו כחולמים. We have dream, the big dream, בשוב השם את שיבת ציון. This is our big dream. But with one condition, הזורים בדמעה. We need to plan with a lot of effort, with tears of אמונה, of ביטחון, and to believe we can make every dream reality. In this way, how David the Melech end בשוב השם את שיבת ציון? How this capital תהילים end? בו יבוא ברינה נושא אלומותיו. Remember the dreams of Yosef about אלומות, מאלמים אלומים בתוך השדה? This dream start all the separation in the family. This dream start all the גלות. Why? Because Yosef dream about himself. משתחווים לי. I'm in the center. Everybody bow down to me. This bring him later to the pit. In the end of the parasha. But next parasha, our parasha, when Yosef wake up in the morning and recognize the mistake what he do, and he try to use his knowledge to explain the dream of Sara Mashkim, Sara Ofim, the dreams of Paro. He try to help other people to make their dream reality. What happened to him? He comes the assistant of Paro. Because when we use our dream to share other people, and when we help other people to make their dream reality, we become assistant of the king. This is what Sugiyat HaChalomot in one aspect come and teach us. All our life full with dreams. And we really, when we wake up and we have dreams about what we want to do, we can make this dream reality. But we need to give shoulder to other people to make their dreams reality. They need to give us shoulder to make our dream reality. And in this way, every dream can take place. This is what David HaMelech come and teach us. Another example about the dreams is Hannah. Hannah wait to child 19 years. The great husband Elkanah give up and say, I will come good for you more from 10 children. I give up. And she never give up. She have great son, Shmuel, and after children. And when she pray to Hashem, when she bring Shmuel to Shiloh, in paragraph 18, ותתפלל חנה ותאמר על הצליבי בהשם, רמה קרני בהשם, etc. etc. חזל תדס in paragraph 19, מקים מאפר דל זה יוסף, מהשפות יריב אביון, וישלח פרו ויקרא אל יוסף, להושיב עם נדיבים, יוסף, רגלי חסידה בשמור, is יוסף. What is mean? חנה come and say, I never give up. Because who? Because יוסף. יוסף teach me how to make dream reality. Yosef stay alone in Egypt. No one with him. Yosef is real yatom. Real yatom. And you know what the Arizal say? What is mean yatom? Rashi Tevot of yatom? Yefe toar veyefe mare. This title only Yosef have. Yosef really know what is real and what is fake. And he have dream to connect himself to his family, to his father, and to raise great family in Egypt, and with the way our father like, etc., etc. And he, in this difficult condition, can make his dream reality. My condition, my situation, Hannah said, is much better. I will make also my dream reality. I will also have children. I never give up. This is what Hannah come and teach us. She learned from Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal come and tells us also, all his life really down Israel, because who he see in front of himself? Moshe Rabbeinu. What he said is before he passed away. And this, what Chazal come and want for us. If we will take this idea in our life, and it's good to dream, because when we dream, we have ambition and motivation to make our dream reality. But we remember to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make our dream reality, but to share this with other people, is בעזרת השם ובזוכה את זיס עיר בשוב השם את שיבת ציון היינו כחולמים הלוך ילך ובכו בו יבוא ברינה נושא אלומותם.